travel plans at MKE and around the world. Obviously, on Friday, we're kind of thrown into a disarray, right? Global technology outage, disrupted businesses and government agencies and critical services like airfare. And it just caused a ton of delays, thousands of flights to be delayed. Bunch of people couldn't get out of Milwaukee that were in town for the RNC. And since we're in the middle of travel season, I really wanted to dive into kind of potential red flags and technology traps and even scams to look out for when you're traveling. So we have today Larry Zelvin, who is head of BMO's Financial Crimes Unit. Larry joins us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Larry, welcome to the Upswing. You're not in the Milwaukee BMO Tower today, are you?
No, Jeff, I'm not, but it's still great to be with you and your listeners. So thanks very much for having me this morning.
I appreciate your time. So from a travel lens, what should we look out for, especially after kind of the implications of what happened over the weekend?
Yeah, look, what happened over this weekend was absolutely horrible, inconvenient to a lot of folks. But, you know, what I'm going to talk about are things that are more personal and less systemic, like you saw with the CrowdStrike. Look, when you look at travel scams, when people go overseas, they just have to realize that they're in a different environment and the risk changes. You know, when you look at the conventional stuff, everything from broken taxi meters, you get in a taxi and all of a sudden the meter doesn't work and now they're making up the cost, so you've got to watch out for that. You know, there are folks that may spill something on your clothing in order to distract you, to steal your purse, your wallet. Actually, that happened to my father many, many years ago in New York, and it's still very, very effective. You know, one of the other things people need to be worried about, and it happened to me when I was in spring break many, many years ago in college, is all of a sudden somebody shakes your hand and you find narcotics in your hand and it's like, oh my gosh. And next thing you know, the police are coming, and now they're not real police, but they're scamming you to tell you that if you don't give them money, that they're going to send you to jail. So there's all kinds of crazy things that are happening on a physical side. And then obviously I'd be more than happy to talk a little bit about what's happening in the cyber world, because that's actually affecting a whole lot more people and becoming even harder to detect.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of AI scams out there. I mean, I was booking a flight for early August, and I think I'm pretty savvy. But I was surprised at how many interesting offers and kind of suspect messages and almost like questionable follow-ups I was getting after searching for flights and pricing for like a day and a half. I mean, what should we look out for in terms of kind of cyber crime when booking flights?
Yeah, so let's just talk about cyber crime, and then we can talk about how AI or artificial intelligence is actually improving it. Because honestly, it's not really the scams or the frauds that are changing. It's just it's becoming a lot more believable, and their ability to do this at a much higher rate of scale, impact more people, is just been going crazy. But look, when you look at Booking.com, which is one of the more reputable travel sites, they said they've seen a 500 to 900% increase in AI-related travel scams in the past 18 months. McAfee, which is a cybersecurity company, said one in four surveyed Americans have fallen victim to a travel scam or know somebody that has. In most cases, they've lost well over $1,000 through a single scam. So these things aren't net new, but rather supercharged. And also the technology requirements to do these are lowered because AI makes things so much easier. So what are we talking about? Well, first, search engine optimization. There are ways they can manipulate search engines, so if you Google or whatever your favorite site is, but to put their sites up in front. So one of the cautions I tell folks is just watch the first site you get to and be maybe a little bit more of a skeptical consumer there. The second one is when you find an internet search site and you click on it, be careful because they may be trying to impersonate travel websites by creating familiar branding, logos, or verbiage. They'll also look to what you're trying to find, whether it's rentals, timeshares, vacation clubs, hotels, or tours. But these fake websites, what you really need to be careful of is when they start asking you for payment information or personal information. And you also got to be careful before you click on these links because they could download malware onto your computer.
Larry Zelvin, head of BMO's Financial Crimes Unit. We're going to go to break, but we'll come back. What should we look out for in terms of pre-TSA check-ins and other red flags as we travel for the rest of the summer? This is The Upswing presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing presented by Horicon Bank. Larry Zelvin, head of BMO's Financial Crimes Unit, joins us again. So, Larry, a couple more things on my mind as we continue on in this busy summer travel season. What about the third-party TSA pre-checks? I mean, what should we kind of be on the lookout for with those sites?
Yeah, look, it's just make sure you're actually dealing with TSA and the U.S. government. You know, you've got to be a skeptical user of all these things. Be very careful, if you get rerouted to another site that's not a .gov site or something you don't recognize, you know, before you share your credit card or payment information, do know that U.S. government probably won't ask for instant payment systems like Venmo, Zelle, wire transfer, cryptocurrency, or gift card, so that should be another detector. And then, by all means, feel free to reach out to the .gov or call the government phone numbers that you see on .gov sites and just validate that the site you're using is real. It may save you a lot of time, energy, and grief.
All right. What about QR codes? We're all getting really comfortable with them now on so many different levels, but what should we be on the lookout for and be careful of? Because they're so incredibly convenient, they're everywhere, but should we instantly trust any link?
No, you should just be the opposite. I mean, the problem with QR codes is you can't actually see the link unless you are really going to go to it. They're meant to be more convenient.
Right.
But the problem with these QR codes is, unfortunately, people put stickers on top, so it may take you to a different site. You may also get some packages that we're seeing in the mail with instructions on what the package is and why it was sent, and it's illegitimate. Then you'll see some personal emails with QR codes, and you got to wonder, if those your friends who really are asking you for a QR code? But just look for tampering on the stickers. You know, don't ever download a QR scanning app. And again, watch those places in public. I mean, a lot of the parking meters are being taken over. People are losing big money there. So again, you just got to be careful and skeptical, especially if you're giving your money away.
Yeah. All right. So as I tend to do this often. I just kind of see who's buying and selling on the event side with tickets. What about event tickets, especially when we're out of market and maybe kind of out of our comfort zone? What should we pay attention to there?
Yeah, look, we're seeing everything from trains and buses and venues to museums, sporting events with the Olympics coming up. But look, just be careful of phishing emails with great offers that seem too good to be true. They probably are. Be careful on looking for Ticketmaster on sites that are from third parties. It's not them. Watch out for speculative selling. If people are saying, hey, if you give me your credit card or payment information, you'll go to the head of the line, that's probably not true.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for the printed tickets. They're getting really, really hard to distinguish. So just be very careful there if you're buying those.
All right. Very good. Larry Zelvin from BMO Financial Crimes Unit. I appreciate you spending time with us and kind of helping us level set as we get out of this technology bump from last week.
You bet, Jeff. And good luck to you all. Be safe.
Thank you.